The following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a in studio today with Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Christ Jesus. How did God lead two world-class musicians to fulfill a calling to use the musical gifts He has given them to bless people around the world while serving as worship leaders in their local church? This is the story of Imua and Tifa Garza. It's a story of focus, of commitment, and of grace. We pause to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show. It is to lead you, our listeners, to Jesus Christ. There is always hope in Him, no matter what you're going through, what you are facing today. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and always. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He died on the cross for you and I. He shed His blood on the cross, but He knew that in 3 days He would rise again. He rose again so that He can call us to His side and spend eternity in heaven with His Father. Imua Garza received a Grammy nomination in 2020 for his production and contribution to Hawaiian Lullaby by Haku Records. He also received multiple awards as a mixing engineer, songwriter, and producer. Imua created his own studio after the success of his band, Opihi Pickers, making waves in the local and international music scene for almost 15 years. Tiffany Garza, affectionately known as Tiffa, is a critically acclaimed songwriter and singer. She now serves as a pastor and worship leader alongside her husband, Imua, at Christ-Centered Community Church, or C4, in Honolulu, Hawaii. Imua and Tiffany live in Honolulu with their keiki, Zeo, Zamira, and Xander Cruz. Today's interview is part two of a two-part pre-recorded session. In part one, Imua and Tiffa shared their experience growing up. And we begin today where Danny asked them how they met. Listen in, and Danny and I will be back to comment.
I know I'm jumping in before Imua can jump in because my version is way more accurate, I think. No.
Absolutely.
It's such a fun story. So I was a student at Pacific Rim Christian University, and I was part of this worship ensemble. And one of my one of the other students, actually Pastor Kamu Singh, he's been on your show before. Him and I, we were in the college ensemble together, and we became really good friends. And he said, "Hey Tiff, my best friend, he's performing tonight at Ryan's Grill at Ward Center. Why don't we go see him play music?" And so Kamu, myself, and one other friend, we went to Ryan's Grill, and there was Imua performing with his band, the Opihi Pickers. And it was just such a fun environment. And, you know, I did notice that he was a cutie. I thought he was a good-looking young man. I got to say that. I was impressed with his ukulele skills. And but what impressed me the most was I observed him after his first set. After the songs were done, he went over and I think it was his mom and his grandma, they were at a table and he sat with them. He kind of massaged their shoulders and, you know, he greeted his mom and grandma in such a sweet way. And I thought, wow, what a sweetheart. What a sweet guy, you know, and I just observed that. And then later on, but I hadn't met him yet at that point. I was just watching him from afar and he was about to do his second set. And before the second set, he on the microphone, he said, "Hi, there's a girl here, Tifa Cruz. I heard that you can sing. Would you please come up here and do a song?" And so Kamu had told him beforehand, "Hey, call my friend up to sing. She can jam." So we met on stage. he handed me a guitar, and he grabbed the bass, and he backed me up on a country song. And we actually, our first meeting, we met performing on a stage. He introduced himself. I introduced myself. And then shortly after that, we started doing worship together. Because Kamu and I had been leading worship at Pac Rim, we were also leading worship at New Hope Leeward. It was just a brand new church plant. And we were also leading worship at the Young Adults Ministry. And so Imua, when he was in town and not gigging and touring, he would jump on team with us and play guitar with us. And we just grew a sweet friendship, and that's how we met.
Well, yeah. Imua, I really like that version of the story. Oh,
There's a lot of truth in the last version of the whole, you know, he was a handsome guy.
but please, you have the floor. You have the floor to give us your side of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, she got the facts right on where we met. It was at Ryan's Grill. I was actually not really looking for a girlfriend at the time. I think I just got done with the relationship. And so I talked with my best friend, Kamu, who came to the show. And he told me, hey, this girl, Tifa, she sings. And so anytime someone that I know knows someone who sings, I'll just try to call them up and just see what happens. And so her and I meeting, I was like, wow, this girl's got a really, really nice voice. And then I went to go talk to Kamu after and say, "Hey, where's that girl that I brought up? I wanted to just thank her." And he says, "Oh, she's on the phone with her ex-boyfriend outside." Oh, no. He didn't say ex-boyfriend. She said, she's on the phone with her boyfriend outside. I says, okay.
Oh, so, my goodness. I did not have a boyfriend.
But what it was she was on the, her ex-boyfriend telling him to stop calling. But anyway, so that day, that was the start of our, I guess, friendship. And then for a good year, we were just always hanging out. There was probably a little gap in time that we didn't hang out, but every time I would record, because I grew up in a recording studio, and if I'm working on a project, I'll usually lock myself in for a few weeks, aka, and then also known as locking out the rest of the world, unfortunately. And so I think during that time, she said, "You know what? If he doesn't call me in the next day, then I'm done. I'm not going to pursue this guy if he's not going for it." And then, but I always knew that I loved being around her. I would say that she dressed a little like a tomboy growing up, and that's cool. It's comfortable clothes. But as far as like the scales falling off my eyes, it was when one day we were doing worship together and we were going to go to the movies after with my cousin, and she dolled herself up, and I was like, "Wow, I've never seen this side of you before." And that's when, like, the beauty part, as she says, the scales fell off my eyes. And she also says that she was like a fungus, that she had this little girl on me. and then it took us, you know, my cousin's like, "Hey, what are you doing? Like, this is the girl." And he had to talk some sense into me. So thank you to Brada. And then just one night sitting in the car with him, I'm like, "Yeah, you know what? I'm pursuing this girl." And then we dated for 6 months, and then we were engaged for 4 months. So 10 months later, we were married. So it went pretty quick, but I was like, "You know what? I know." And I even told my best friend, Colin, was like, "Hey, next girl I date, I'm going to marry. I'm not just going to date to date." And Tifa was that girl. So here we go.
Well, thank God. Tifa and Imua for scales falling off of eyes.
Yeah.
So good. You have performed, you have served together for the Lord. You have performed and traveled the world. You did a song. You sang a song called "Thank You." Could you share a little bit about that song, what it means to you?
Yeah, wow. I just think of everyone who serves the Lord and everyone in ministry. When I see just the local church, missionaries, everyone who's just bringing the faith and sharing their stories of how the Lord's changed them and really being a light to the world. And that song, you know, one time I was sitting down listening to that song, just the original Ray Bolts version, and I couldn't stop taking it off of repeat. And it was late at night, and I was just like, kind of brought to tears as like a 21-year-old or however old I was at that time. And ever since then, that song was really special to me. And then it was Don O'Brien who asked, "Hey, can you guys do a version of that song?" And I said, "You know what? That'd be awesome, because that song actually means a lot to me." And I just imagine, especially on that last verse, "One by one they came, far as the eye could see, each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you've done, sacrifices made, unnoticed on the earth, but in heaven now proclaimed." I think of all these little things that people think, oh, this is meaningless. But then you see the fruit at the end. And wow, so many people have come to the Lord through this song, through people's offering, missionaries. And so just a place, a heart of gratitude as I hear this song.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to hear from Imua and Tifa Garza sharing that song that they were talking about. In fact, Tifa will share her perspective on it, and we'll listen to them. But I would say prepare your hearts. For some of you, it might be a familiar song, but it never ceases to grab hold of my heart. And I would suspect that it's the same perhaps with you. Lonnie, as you know, we reflect before we go to our break on the time that we shared, that God gave us with Imua and Tifa, especially leading up to this song. What was it that resonated in your heart most at this particular time with them?
Yeah, I definitely think the greatest revelation in meeting these two is how amazing God is putting people together and two becoming one. They truly are one, both in marriage, but the way that they're shaped and formed to complement each other as musicians, as worship leaders, as speakers, as leaders, it just resonated. So, you know, a special relationship. I know we have a lot of couples that come on our show, but what an impressive complementary partnership Imua and Tifa have, and how because of their obedience and their availability, God has put them together and used them in amazing ways in the way that he purposed them to be. And it's such an amazing example of that, and something that I just really picked up the entire time they were on the show.
Yeah, they're certainly preaching the gospel, as it were, with their life, by how they live and by how they perform and share their music. And we'll hear from them. We're going to hear them sing the song "Thank You" when we come back. You can find out more about them at zeomusic.com. That's zeomusic.com. Imua and Tifa Garza, zeomusic.com. Danny Yamashiro and Lani Ka'a'a here at the Good Life Radio. We're grateful you're with us. We look forward to what the Lord is doing and going to do in your heart and in your life as we continue with Imua and Tifa Garza. Their song, "Thank You," in just a moment. So stay with us. Okay, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a in studio today with Danny Yamashiro. We have special guests Imua and Tiffany Garza joining us today. After Imua and Tiffany created Zeo Music, a production company and record label now based in Kahala, Zeo Music has worked with award-winning artists like Jake Shimabukuro, Kalani Pe'a, The Green Maoli, and Jack Johnson. If you'd like to hear this entire interview, you can always go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, type into the search engine Imua and Tiffany Garza, and you can hear this interview as well as part one, which was recorded previously. Part one, we talked a little bit about their growing up years, and now in part two, we talked about how they met, and right before our break, we shared a little bit about a very special song to them called Thank You. It was first written by Ray Boltz and performed, but Imua and Tiffany put an absolute beautiful partnership together and created this song in a very special way that many of us resonate with. We heard a little bit from Imua about the song. Listen in to Tiffany's thoughts on the song, as well as Thank You by Imua and Tiffany Garza. We'll be back to comment after.
I grew up learning this song, you know, early 90s. And whenever I listened to it, I always thought of my Sunday school teacher, her name, Yvonne Hazenberg. And she, when you talked about us, or when you asked us earlier, our biggest influences, yes, my parents influenced me. They're my biggest influencers. But I would say the next person on that list would be Yvonne Hazenberg. And she was a fearlessly in love with the Lord Sunday school teacher. She could never have children of her own. And so she really treated me like one of her own. But she taught me the books of the Bible. She taught me the scriptures. She showed me what it meant to be a lover of God's word. And she would sit with me, teaching me the word of the Lord. And she would have slumber parties at her house with the little girls. I was like 9 years old. And she would have these just these beautiful lessons in intimacy with the Lord and being a child of God. And long story short, she passed away. She was only 28 years old when she died. I was 10 years old when she passed. And I recall that song being played and just being so full of gratitude in how Yvonne helped to shape me as a child. And so, yeah, when I hear that song, "Thank You for Giving to the Lord," I'm a life that was changed. She really did change my life and instrumental in my upbringing. Yeah. She was my Sunday school teacher, first, second, third, fourth grade.
Yeah. Well, I think underlying all of this is the influence of family and really people who the Lord places in our lives. And I also want to say this to Imua and Tifa. It's your open hearts to be receptive and let the Lord mold you, shape you. And so it's a marvelous testimony that we get to witness both of you share, and then the Lord having brought the two of you together. And now as we play this song, reflecting on what the Lord has done, but also what the Lord will continue to do in and through you and through others, as you've shared. So let's listen to "Thank You" from Imua and Tifa Garza.
I dreamed I went to heaven and you were there with me. Walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing and someone called your name. I turned and saw this young man and he was smiling as he came. And he said, "Friend, you may not know me now." Then he said, "But wait, you used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Giving to the Lord, I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave." Then another man stood before you, said, "Remember the time a missionary came to your church and his pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today. Was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave." One by one they came, far as the eye could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made, unnoticed on the earth, in heaven now proclaimed. And I know up in heaven You're not supposed to cry. I was almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you, for great is your reward. Thank you for giving Lord, I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave.
Imua, Tifa, wow. I just
thank you.
I have to
thank you.
It's rare that on this show that I can't carry through, but I'm having a moment. You know, that just, of course, that song just reminds all of us of the many people we have in our own lives to say yes. Thank you to our parents, our Sunday yeah. school teachers, our worship leaders, yeah. our prayer partners, yep. our pastors.
Yeah.
Right. And one day we mm-hmm. will line up to say thank you to those that have changed yeah. our lives.
Lonnie, when you listen to the song, something really stirred your heart. Mm-hmm. Would you share with us?
Sure. Sure. And I have to hear it again in this post-production. you know, it is a song that's so special to me. My father and I shared a love of Ray Bolts, and going through the end of his life, this was a man who spoke into his life with his music. And at his funeral, we played this song. There, you know, there's never a time to wait to say thank you. You can't wait till it's too late to say thank you. And that's what my heart feels is, as you listen to this, I hope that our listeners are stirred to reach out and say thank you to people who have changed their lives, who have helped them along their journey, because you can't say thank you enough, and you should never wait. It's so important. Thank yous are so important. And Ray Bolts wrote that song to thank his father. It has resonated with myself and so many. So I just pray that anyone out there who has someone come to mind for them that they need to thank would not waste a minute, but would pick up that phone or write that text with a sincere thank you.
And with that, as we, I can't imagine saying it any better, Lonnie, as a prayer and a prompting from the Lord, dear friend, as you've heard, reach out with thanks, reach out with heart full of gratitude. When we come back, you'll hear more in this pre-recorded interview, part two of a two-part series with Imua and Tifa Garza find out more about them at zeomusic.com. Again, zeomusic.com. That's Imua and Tifa Garza. Danny Yamashiro here, along with Lani Ka'a'a. And we're grateful you're with us. Yeah, we don't pull any hold back. We don't hold back with the heart-to-heart stuff. And there's more for you, dear friend, when we come back. Stay with us.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Yamashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, hey, Imua and Tifa Garza, you know, their band, One Right Turn, was part of SXSW in Austin, Texas, and featured as one of the top 10 must-see bands out of 2,000 bands, and they're with us in this pre-recorded interview here with Lani Ka'a'a and myself, part two of a part two series here with Imua and Tifa. Zeomusic.com, and if you're tuning in right now, or maybe caught the tail end of that last segment, as we say, you can get this program in its entirety. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Now here's more with Imua and Tifa Garza. Lani and I will be back with some closing thoughts. Again, more heart to heart with you, Imua and Tifa Garza.
You know, worship and that music, and you're so gifted. And, you know, I was in a really short line in that when the Lord created me. It wasn't one of my gifts, for sure. But what a special, you know, I call worship my warfare. You know, and for you, worship, people of worship, maybe Imua start, what have been some of those moments that worship has been your warfare?
Oh, all the time. I think there was one time in the car where, oh, you know what? I'll say this other story. There was my grandma. She ended up having, we all thought it was a stroke, but it was like really bad seizures. And the doctors are like, she shouldn't be alive right now. So as a family, and this is kind of during the COVID season where we couldn't really go in, but we all gathered in the outside outside of the hospital and to have our family all there. This is like almost in the middle of the night. We all gathered around, and outside the hospital, there must have been like 20 something of us. And all we did was pray. We sang, we worshiped together as a family, and we could really feel God there, the Holy Spirit there. And the peace that we had, it was so sweet, but you could really feel that, wow, there's a battle happening right now too. Mm. And as we started to sing about his amazing grace and who he is and his love, wow, to come together as a family and do that.
Yeah.
But lo and behold, during that time of worship and warfare, my grandma followed the doctors, and basically she's doing well now.
Wow.
But during that time, I mean, there's just so many stories of that. Especially for me, I may not be the most eloquent speaker, but I know that I can worship. Mm-hmm. And when we do that, that's almost more powerful when we're all in unity. Mm-hmm. How good and pleasant it is when we dwell together in unity and praise the Lord. So us as a family. Very, very strong, very powerful. And even right now, too, my dad has been diagnosed with cancer as well the last couple of weeks. So our family has really been warfaring and worshiping and partnering with the Holy Spirit to move and to heal. And we already feel that, on his next checkup, it's going to be like this, the doctors are going to be wild, and so we're just praying expectantly.
Wow.
And having a lot of faith in this. And so I think just all of us as a family, my brother and my sister, and when we're all on the same page, it just, I can see the presence of the Lord in all this.
Mm-hmm.
The faith that my parents has. I just in so many moments is like, wow, we need to worship. We need to spend time and cast the enemy out through worship. With us, it's a little, those who play music, it could be a little easier to, you know, do it in a song format, but it doesn't always have to be in a song if you don't do music. Worship could be, you know, art. You can, it's the way, it's our life. So just the way that we act towards outsiders, that could be a way of worshiping.
Mm-hmm.
But really, yeah, so that's maybe an example of where we're currently warfaring.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we are going to definitely pray for that before we are finished today. Tifa, when have you, I'm sure there are many, but tell us about a time when worship was your weapon of warfare.
Oh, wow. What a question. I just love that question. Because so many different stories come to mind. And, oh, gosh, there's so many more. The one that's sticking out for me right now, after my dad passed, 4 months after he passed, two of my brothers passed away as well in 2016. And there's a lot of details to that crazy year. And the Lord truly, I don't say this as, Christianese, but y'all know what I'm talking about. When God literally carries you through the hardest moment of shock and loss.
Wow.
And I remember I was home alone, kids were at school, and I was at the kitchen table, and grief overwhelmed me in a way that it was just real. It was sadness. There was no joy. There was no hope. It was like deep sorrow, like sadness, to the point where I fell over onto the floor because the grief just hit me. And I just remember the carpet being soaked with my tears. And I just remember feeling just this deep sorrow. Well, as I was in that posture, it was basically fetal position on the floor, crying and asking why, and just deep, deep sorrow. And as I tried to gather my emotions, and I went from fetal position to a bowed down position. Mm. And that was just the position as I was making myself, carrying myself, lifting myself up to my chair. Mm. But I caught myself in that bowed position. And that physical posture, I began to think of the Lord. And I began to say, you have been faithful. Lord, you are good. No pain or loss. You know, it changes who you are. You're good. You are good. And I just began to sing, you are good. You mm-hmm. are good. You are good. And your mercy is forever. And I began to sing that song. And literally, in 2 seconds, this deep sadness, sorrow, pain turned into joy and hope. Mm-hmm. And I remember it was literally... within seconds, I went from this hopeless, sad, depressed, you know, everyone deals with grief differently.
Yeah.
And I remember that particular day, it was so hard, so incredibly difficult. And, but the Lord, he's so present. And mm-hmm. I just remember as I began to sing, sadness turned to joy and hopelessness turned into hope. Like a river, and I just was filled with the Spirit, and I can say I haven't cried that hard since. I still have moments, but that darkness, that cloud of regret, where I wish I would have said this, or you know, when the enemy comes in to just really kick you while you're down. But the Lord definitely, wow, worship being warfare. That's a moment I'll never forget.
Wow. Danny, what a powerful time of testifying. And, you know, they're worship leaders and worship is part of their daily lives. And yet it is so much more than that. It's so much more than singing. When I hear that, my first reaction sometimes is, well, I'm not a gifted singer. So, you know, maybe that's not going to work for me. But it doesn't matter, does it? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. And the posture of worship, as Tifa was explaining, from the fetal position to the kneeling position, is really the posture of our heart, a heart of both desperation before God and acknowledgement of who God is in the midst of the deepest brokenness. Comes the greatest adoration and praise. Something happens, Lonnie, mm-hmm. inside us. Yeah. It's like a supernatural breakthrough that takes place beyond anything that we could do ourselves. The Lord, as it were, reaches in and touches us with such profound, profound ways. Mm-hmm. And they live what they preach.
You know, I know there are listeners out there, our friends, and maybe some of you are going through a moment where grief has taken over, sadness, indescribable pain. I remember that when my father passed, not really knowing how I was going to make it to the next day. And that fetal position that you talk about seems so strange to roll up in a ball, but I can tell you I did that several times over those days. And in those moments of being in that position, the vulnerability, the weakness, the just the inability to move was where God met me and changed my life. And maybe you're there at that moment, at this moment, and it's time to get in a fetal position, roll up in a ball, let go of trying to solve it yourself, let go of searching and striving for the answer, let go, let God, because only he can bring the joy. And just as Tifa said, it is in an instant. He doesn't make us wait or strive or become He meets us where we are at, and he celebrates and brings us joy right when we need it. So I just pray that as you are listening today, our friends, I just pray that if you are there or you know someone is there, pray for them. Help them get to that place where they become worship, spirit-filled, joy-filled once again, and only through Jesus Christ. We're about to take a break, but when we come back, we are really going to spend some time in prayer because our worship leaders are mighty prayer warriors as well. Thoughts on that, Danny, before we take a break?
Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are in agony. Mm-hmm. I am sick at heart. How long, O Lord, until you restore me? Return, O Lord, and rescue me. Psalm 6, verses 2 through 6. Mm. These are our laments, and God is open to our heart cry, our laments, when we do that before him, just as you described, Mani. Mm. And yes, prayer with Emua and Tifa when we come back.
We'll be back. You can find out more about Emua and Tifa, their music. I suggest you go because they have so many more worship songs that they've done, and they're truly spirit-filled. www.zeomusic.com. That's zeomusic.com. If you'd like to listen to the entire program from today, you can go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. I'm in studio with Danny Yamashiro. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042. 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a'a here in studio with Danny Yamashiro. We're here at The Good Life Radio. Thank you for joining us today. We have our special guest, Emua and Tifa Garza. Emua is an international, broke into the international music scene and was there with his band, the Opihi Pickers, for almost 15 years. Tifa Garza, known affectionately as Tifa, is a worship leader and a pastor alongside her husband at Christ-Centered Community Church, also known as C4, here in Honolulu, Hawaii. This is a part two of a two-part pre-recorded interview. In our last segment, we learned more about worship and how important worship is in their lives. And now we talked a little in the next section about prayer. And we're going to spend some time in prayer. And I hope you will join us. Danny and I will come back to close out the show. Listen, and we'll be back.
Wish I would have said this, or you know, when the enemy comes in to just really kick you while you're down. But The Lord definitely, wow, worship being warfare, that's a moment I'll never forget.
Wow. Wow, what an amazing story. But more importantly, as we close out our time today, it's been so sweet to talk to the two of you and so life-giving, I know, for our listeners and for myself, for Danny. I wonder if you both might pray for that person. I see them there today. I see them now. They're in a fetal position, pain, depression, hopelessness, darkness. I see them, and they need to roll onto their knees, and they need to lift their voice, and they need your help. So I ask if you and Imua would, either in word or song or both, would you close us out today with a prayer for that one that I see out there right now?
Yes, Lord. I'll open, and then Imua, you can close us in prayer. Mm-hmm. Lord Jesus, and Lani, before we jump into prayer, exactly what you just said, we come into agreement. Mm-hmm. We know, Lord, that there are people listening to this right now, and it is not by accident that they have tuned in, that they've heard these stories, or they've heard these songs, or they've heard the testimony of who you are, Jesus. And right now, we come before you, Lord, lifting up the men and the women, the young people who have stumbled across this radio program, Lord. And we thank you for the transformation that's happening, Lord, even with a simple tuning an ear to listen. That's powerful, God. I pray that they would hold on to your word right now in Jesus' name, that they would hold on to the living hope. And maybe they don't know how, or it seems confusing or overwhelming, or they're not good enough, or they're not worthy enough. We come against all of those lies. And we, in faith, we get to stand in faith for these people to come and to know you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
To know the one who holds them, to know the one who is the lifter of our heads.
Yes.
We don't have to be cast down and look down in shame or fear, but we can look to you, God, and you lift us up out of the pit. So thank you, Jesus, right now for the many, many people who are turning their ear to you right now, Lord. I pray that they would just pursue you and open their heart to you in Jesus' mighty name.
And Lord, as they cry out, we know that you hear them, that you're going to deliver them from all their troubles. God, thank you for being so close to the brokenhearted and those who are crushed in spirit. And even though they might feel that they are in that slimy pit, that out of the mud and mire, that God, that you just set their feet on a rock and give them a firm place to stand. Heavenly Father, please just strengthen our hearts. Remind us to encourage one another when troubles of life just start to overwhelm us. We just pray that you guard their heart from depression and give us the strength to rise up each day and fight against the struggles which can be weighing us down. We turn to you, we look to you, God, our salvation, the lifter, Yahweh. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Imua and Tifa, thank you so much for joining us today. What a day. What a day. What a privilege. So sweet. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you for having us. We love you guys. We're so thankful for the work that you do every day. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And that song's for you guys too. Thank you for giving to the Lord.
Thank you. You know, before we leave, I'd like to pray for your dad and your family, Imua.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you so much, Lord, that your word is truth, Lord. Your faithfulness is constant. Your mercy never ends, Father God. Your eternity is promised. Our future is golden, Lord, with you. Father, we thank you for the assurance of that. We thank you for the ministry of the Garzas, Lord. We thank you for the ministry of their family. We thank you for the parents that have raised up these mighty warriors, that have gone through the miry clay, Lord, in their lives, that their children might start their lives on the shoulders of mighty saved Christians, Lord. Father, we thank you for Imua's dad and mom, for Tifa's parents as well. We especially lift up Imua's father, Lord God. He has been a blessing to so many, has poured out his life. And when we think about who he has touched and changed, Lord, the list is endless. Father, be with him now in Jesus' name. We pray peace first and foremost, to know that no matter what, everything happens in your time and for your purpose, Lord. So may this time be purposeful beyond measure, Lord. May you bless him, Lord God, to know the purpose and the blessing of these moments, Lord. I pray that they would have sweet, deep, and intimate times together, Lord, that no matter what, as he comes through this, Lord God, the testimony would be so sweet and so much greater in Jesus' name. I pray in supernatural healing by your grace, that everyone that touches him, every doctor, every nurse, every specialist, Lord, that they would speak the truth, Lord, that they would be led by you, Lord God, that they would know that this is a different person. This is a person of the Lord, and we walk by faith and not by sight, Lord God. So, Father, gird the family up in Jesus' name, Lord, that they would be able to weather any storm, Lord God, together, that this would bring more unity than they've ever known before. In Jesus' name, let this time be a example to the children, young and old, that this is what it means to be Ohana. This is what it means to be a child of yours, to be woven eternally together. This is what it looks like. So, Father, we praise you and we love you. We ask you go before them today, Lord, no matter what they face, that they would know that you are their God and there is nothing to fear in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Those are grounding words from Imua and Tiffany Garza today. You can hear more about them at zeomusic.com. We continue to pray for Imua's father. But my friends, God's timing is perfect. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click on Get to Know Jesus. There's more information there for you. To help us with your financial support or make a donation, you can also go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Donate. In Isaiah 42:10, it says, "Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise from the ends of the earth. You who go down to the sea and all that is in it, you islands and all who dwell in them." It is always a blessing to be with you. Thank you so much to Imua and Tifa Garza. Until next time, along with Danny Yamashiro, technical producer Chaz Antai, web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Lani Ka'a'a. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.